There are 10 types of people in the world, those who understand binary and those who don't.
Data quality. It gets no respect. No respect whatsoever.
Data quality. That's some wild and crazy stuff, isn't it, Ed?
You are correct, sir.
Take my data quality, please!
Hello, this is Jim Harris of Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. Two things should be apparent by now. That today's podcast has something to do with stand-up comedy, and I am absolutely terrible at impressions. In this podcast, I want to talk about using humor to enliven a niche topic. Now, I write about data quality, which is definitely a niche topic. In fact, I've often joked that data quality is not just a niche, but if information technology blogging was a Matryoshka doll, otherwise known as a Russian nested doll, then data quality would be the last innermost doll. This is not to imply that data quality isn't an important subject. It just means it's not the most exciting thing in the world to either write about or, quite frankly, to read or listen to. So I want to talk about how you can, regardless of what your niche topic is, enliven it with the use of some comedy. Blogging is a conversation, and humor can be a great way to start a conversation with your readers and hold their attention for those few precious additional seconds while you are getting to your point. Now, obviously, there will be times when the seriousness of your subject would make comedy inappropriate, and if you are not naturally inclined to use humor, then I definitely don't recommend that you try forcing it. So to exemplify some uses of comedy, I want to revisit some of the material that I've used in my blog from earlier points this year as some examples of what I refer to as stand-up data quality. Back in July of this year, Dylan Jones of Data Quality Pro fame posted Data Quality and Social Proof, which was a blog post advocating an interesting approach to convincing stakeholders of the need to act on poor data quality. Dylan's idea was to use video testimonials from knowledge workers in order to record what data quality really means to the people who use data and drive value in your business. My overactive imagination and sense of humor couldn't help but wonder what some of those testimonials would be like, and therefore I wrote my own blog post shortly thereafter entitled Data Quality: The Reality Show, where I chose three famous movies and scenes from them as a basis of what some of those video testimonials might sound like. Now, as we've already established earlier in this podcast, I am terrible at impersonations, so I won't even try to tell you who I'm trying to do or even invite you to think that I am impersonating someone. This is just me, silly old Jim Harris, giving you Data Quality: The Reality Show. First up is a scene from A Few Good Knowledge Workers.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. We live in a world that has data, and the quality of those data need to be guarded by workers with knowledge. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at board meetings, you want me on that data. You need me on that data. We use words like completeness, consistency, accuracy, timeliness. We use them as the backbone of a career spent trying to defend data. You use them as bullet points on the presentation slide. I suggest you pick up a pen and sign the authorization for our data quality initiative.
Our next scene comes from Data Apocalypse Now. I've seen poor data quality. Poor data quality that you've seen. It's impossible for words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what poor data quality means. Poor data quality has a face. A customer that we cannot provide service. An auditor that we cannot prevent from failing us on regulatory compliance. A stockholder to whom we cannot accurately report revenue. Poor data quality. The horror. The horror. Our next scene comes from Data Busters. You want to know how poor our data quality is? Our data is heading for a disaster of Y2K proportions. What do we mean by Y2K? Old mainframe, real Wrath of Epsidic type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the code pages. Rivers and seas of boiling data. 40 years of darkness. Hard drive crashes. HTTP 404. Deleted records rising from the recycle bin. Precision sacrifice. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
We are all terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought. If someone asks you if you are going to improve our data quality initiative, you say yes!
So those were the three award-eligible scenes from my blog post, Data Quality, The Reality Show. Without question, that was probably the most over-the-top example of using comedy within a niche blog post. And I'm certainly, like I said earlier in my podcast, not suggesting that if you're not naturally inclined to use humor, you shouldn't try to force it into either your writing or your speaking. For me, I just can't help it. I'm just one of those people that thinks everything he says is funny, and therefore likes sharing comedy with people, whether or not they want to hear it or want to read it. So whether or not comedy is appropriate for your blog posts is really up to you. But I hope that you have found the comedy in this podcast and the comedy that I use throughout my blog not only entertaining, but also useful as a framework for providing you with information that has helped you understand the topic of data quality more and has given you some ideas of how you can get support for the important initiatives such as data quality within your organization. Once again, this has been Jim Harris of Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality, and I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you have a great day.